Merry Christmas.
Merry
Yeah,
Christmas to
hallelujah.
you.
It's going to be a short night. I have a short little something for you. Short, yes, we'll try and be sweet. It's called a servant's heart. That's what it's called. And I just want to open with prayer. Lord, I just give you all the praise and all the glory, Lord. You promised to bless our bread and water and take away sickness from the midst of us. Yes, that's true, Lord. But Lord, oh, yes, Lord. Well, that's good.
It's over
Yeah,
already.
it's over already. That's another one you can add. That's another one you can add, Pastor. Lord, you know, the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing to you. In Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Yeah. Okay, all right. Yes. Yeah, no. That was all me, unfortunately. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, that's true. That's true. It just comes out automatically. Yeah, that too. I eat a lot. That's true. You can ask my wife. She says, yes, that's true. He does eat a lot. You know, I started with message. I was going to start this message with joy. Yes. So far, very with joy, and I have the joy, right? I'm getting joy right now. And believe it or not, that is my one challenge is joy. I have a challenge with joy. And I thought, you know, that would be perfect.
Not anymore.
Not anymore. Yeah, that's true. Not anymore. Amen. Praise God. So it was just one of those things I just thought, hey, joy would be great. You know, have a challenge with it. I know, you know, when we do a healing school second semester, we grade everyone. And there's nine fruit of the spirit. There's nine. And but we list them out, but we only are allowed to give everyone seven. So that means there's two we can't give. And so we just rate everyone. So there's usually about 30 people, and then by the time, you know, you pass your sheet around and everybody, you have your name on it. And by the time I get mine, my lowest one would always be joy. I go, joy, oh my God, joy. It would always be my lowest one, my almost one. All the ones that got marked up, that one was not marked, hardly ever. I go, joy, oh. Oh, it got so bad to the point I said, Sarah, you have to bless me. You have to bless me and pray for me and give me and anoint me with joy in my life because that's what I don't have joy. But eventually I said, no, this is not what he wants me to do. So I said, that's fine. And then I said, well, what about light? I said, light, I like light. Light is awesome, because light is, Jesus is the light. He's the one that made the light. And so I thought, wow. And I think maybe some of you already heard my little testimony about my sister. She just, you know, she calls me up and says, Michael, I bought this house. And guess what? It has a lot of light. And I go, wow, that's great. That's perfect. You know, and I like light. My sister likes light. In fact, when I go to Matthew and Penny's, she's always looking for, I need more light in here. I want more light. So she's always thinking, I gotta have light. Oh, yeah, that's true. But then the Lord put on my heart, and he says, why don't you do a servant's heart? And I said, okay, I'll do a servant's heart. So that's what he had me do. And many of us want to serve others. We want to serve Jesus. And many of us do. Like in James, in his epistle, he called himself the servant of God, a servant of Jesus Christ. Also Peter and Jude and their epistles, they also said, hey, we're servants of Jesus Christ. Even Moses was a servant. John the Apostle mentions it in Revelation. In fact, in Revelation 1:1, the first scripture, the first verse, it says, the revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave unto him to show unto his servants, things which must shortly come to pass, he sent and signified it by his angel unto his servant John. And then in Joshua 1:7, it says, only be thou strong. Now this is the Lord talking to Joshua. And it says, be very courageous, that thou mayest observe and do according to all the law, which Moses my servant commanded thee. Turn not it to the right hand or to the left, that thou mayest prosper whatsoever thou goest. You see, everyone realizes that we have to be, we should be, servants of the Lord Jesus Christ. We serve him in humility, and we serve him not to draw any attention to ourselves. We serve him with our whole heart, with our whole mind, our whole soul, and our whole strength. That's how we serve. Just like we love him, we serve him. In Philippians 2:6, it said, who, being form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God. In 7, it says, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made into the likeness of man. And being found in a fashion as man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. It's all about the cross. It really is. And I have a number of sermons, and I've talked about the cross. It's about the cross. In Matthew 12:18, it says, behold my servant, whom I have chosen, my beloved, in whom my soul is well pleased. I will put my spirit upon him, and he shall show judgment to the Gentiles. And this is Isaiah, the prophet. He was prophesying. And it says in Matthew, in 20:27, it says, and whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. That was Jesus talking to his servants. If Jesus is our model, what it means is that someone has said, I'm giving up my own will, laying aside my rights in order to serve others selfishly. We need to continually to let others come before us. Always say yes. You need to come. And we need to have a good attitude when we serve others. So what it comes down to is that when we give our own will and lay aside our rights, is basically we die to self. We give up our lives. And we give our lives to Jesus. Now, Pastor Joshua, I said, if we want to do something good and all of a sudden we're thinking and the Holy Spirit is touching us, and we need to ask ourselves, is this a good thing that I'm going to be doing? Or is it a God thing? And we ask the Holy Spirit, which is it? Is it a God thing or is it a good thing? See, a God thing is something that He wants us to do. We need to know His heart. And that's what it's about. We need to know Him. In John 13:12, it says, "So when He had washed their feet, taken His garments, sat down again, He said to them, 'Do you know what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you say, well, for so am I. If then your Lord and teacher have washed your feet, you also ought to wash the feet of another. For I have given you an example that you should do as I have done unto you.'" This is what someone has said, and I just read it, and it was just so wonderful. And I thought, wow, is being a servant is one of the most beautiful expressions of love I know. It's showing our love to another human being by simply being who God intended us to be. It's about seeing a need and filling it without any strings attached. It's also making yourself uncomfortable so that the person you serve is comfortable. It's about showing God's love through our actions and words. Wow. Isn't that beautiful? I'm really touched by it. In Philippians 2:3, it says, "Let nothing be done through selfish ambition or conceit, but in lowliness of mind, in each esteemed others better than yourself. Let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also in the interest of others." In 1 Corinthians 15:58, it says, "Therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord." Even James and John, their mother came to the Lord and said, "Hey, what about letting my sons, when you're in heaven, one sit at the right hand and the other one sit at the left hand?" Well, before he had a revolt on his hands because some of the other apostles heard, he says, he gathered all the rest of the 10 and he said in Matthew 20:25, he said, "But Jesus called them to himself and said, 'You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them.'" In 26, it says, "Yet it shall not be so among you. But whosoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant." In 27, it says, "Whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." See, not only are we to serve one another, but there has to be a point at which we kind of turn ourselves and say, "You know what? I need to give my life for that person. I have to give my life." Just as Jesus gave his life as a ransom for many. There's a story that I read, and I really liked it. It was about Rick Joyner. He goes up to heaven, and this is in his book, The Final Quest, which is Pastor Joshua's second most favorite book. And it's about a man, and he looks to this man, and he's just very quite ordinary. And he looks, but he's sitting at a seat that's very prominent with all the other people, and he seems to be an odd man looking because he's very plain. And you look and he says, Lord, he says, what? Who is this man that's sitting there among the saints? And the Lord says to him, that man was found frozen. You see, he had wrapped himself around someone in the snow at night because he couldn't get him to get up or anything. So he just went ahead and just covered himself and made that man warm. Just wrapped himself. And unfortunately, they found him the next morning, frozen. You see, that servant had love in his heart. He had love because he was willing to give his life for that man. He's willing to give his life. You see, when Jesus looks at a person, he doesn't look at us as people and look at how nicely your hair is or your jewelry or what you're wearing or anything like that. You know what he's looking for? He's looking at your heart. Jesus is looking at your heart. You need to touch him. And we need to have that heart of love. See, that's where the real beauty is love and the heart within that person. See, he looks to our heart. And if he sees that there's love, and we need to, And there's so much love in us that he sees that. He wants, is there a way for him, that person, to distribute that and to give it to someone else? Especially during this Christmas season. We need to give that love away. We need to give love and touch other people. You see, it's God's desires that we have love and that it comes out of us and flows to other people. Many of us want to know, what is God's heart? What is his heart? Well, there was a time when I guess I was doing some quiet time. And I asked the Lord, I says, what is your heart? And I think he told me, he said, my heart is that all men come to me, every one of them, all men. You see, we have responsibility to spread the love of Jesus Christ, and he has commanded us. In Matthew 28:19, it says, go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Amen. And that's the end of the book of Matthew. So that's my message for tonight, is we all need to have love. We all need to have that servant's heart. And Merry Christmas, everyone. Amen. Amen. Amen.